few minutes ago when Jamie mentioned that it is tax day, if your response was, because it's time for Uncle Sam to take his pound of flesh and you're not ready, what do you do? Well, joining us to help figure it out is Isaiah Costello, who's a tax analyst for the Arizona Department of Revenue. Thanks for getting up early with us, Isaiah. So what do you do if you haven't even started your taxes and you're just like, oh, man, you know? It's not probably not the best time to start them at 7:15 on tax day, right?
Sure. Yeah. Good morning. So, if you are a little bit behind and today kind of snuck up on you, no reason to panic. You can still file an extension if you're not ready to file today. And for Arizona purposes, if you have a federal extension, a valid federal extension, that's accepted. When you do go to file a few months from now, you would just check the box on the top of the return saying that you have a federal extension. There's also an Arizona extension. It's Form 204. If you go to azdor.gov, you can print that out and mail that in. Now, it does have to be postmarked by today, but most extensions will give you 6 months if you do need that extra time.
To get your taxes together. But explain about paying. If you think you're going to owe taxes, do you have to write a check for at least a portion of that today?
Correct. So the extension is the file. It's not the pay. So 90% of the taxes due for 2023 would be due today. You can send a check in. You can also go to our website, aztaxes.gov, and you can make an online payment there today.
Okay. Now, let's say you are ready to file, albeit last minute, today. Are there any last minute deductions people might have forgotten, or should they double check?
Always a good idea to double check, especially the basic information, Social Security number. If you're expecting a refund, you definitely want to double check your account number, routing number, make sure that refund is sent to the right place. You want to make sure you sign the return. Once again, if you're mailing it in and you're enclosing a payment, make sure the check actually is in the envelope with the return. So things like that, you know, take an extra 5 minutes. That can save you a headache down the road. But yeah, just briefly run over the return, make sure everything looks okay.
And real quickly, I actually finished putting stuff together and sent it to my tax person on Friday. But I was able to, because Friday was payday, take advantage of the Arizona tax credit, the charitable tax credit. That's a really great deal because you get money back dollar for dollar, right?
Correct. There's a number of charitable organizations. If you go to our website, there's a whole list of them. And like you said, dollar to dollar credit, and a lot of good organizations that do a lot of good here in Arizona. So that's a great thing to take advantage of.
I certainly did. It boosted my refund for sure.
Yeah. And that's always nice to get that money right back. So it's really, you're just kind of making a short-term loan to these charities. I divided mine, by the way, between Phoenix Children's Hospital, Military Assistance Mission, and also the Homeless ID Project. So there's a lot of great places. And once again, it's the Arizona Department of Revenue website that's going to help you find those charitable tax credit listings.